We're back here on the Boys Basketball Preview Show, talking right now with Randy Beeson, the head boys basketball coach, of course, with the Carroll Tigers. Tigers finishing up last year 10-13, going 6-9 in an extremely tough Raccoon River Conference. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Good to talk basketball and get things rolling.
You bet, Coach. And I'll let our listeners know, I apologize to you. We're talking to you before you guys actually start practice, even though the show will air after you guys have had a week of practice. So not a lot of things probably to talk about on how practice has gone. So let's start with the summer and the type of work that you felt like you guys were able to get in this summer.
Yeah, it was a good summer. We usually go to the Grandview Shootout in Des Moines. Winter Set puts on a pretty good shootout as well. And then we've gone to Storm Lake the last couple of years and scrimmaged some people up there. So got a chance to scrimmage Sergeant Bluff Luton, who is usually has a really good team and well coached. Ridgeview was there, and they'll have a really nice team this year again, as long as same as last year, they were pretty good. And then obviously Storm Lake will be really good as well. So that's always a fun tournament to go to as well. So those were kind of our three big shootouts that we went to, and spent a lot of time in the gym just doing workouts and things like that. We participate in the Top 64 League here in Carroll as well. So it gives our guys plenty of opportunities to get up and down and play some games, but also we spend two or three times a week just working on skills and trying to get a little bit better. So it was a good summer.
And I was going to say, and I'm hearing some good things coming out of people here in town about, you know, maybe expectations coming into this year. So sounds like the summer went well and this team made some growth.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we say this every year. It's, you hate to say goodbye to the seniors, right? They've spent a lot of time and put in a lot of time. And, but it's also a chance. I mean, that first weekend in June is the Grandview Shootout, so you get a chance right away to kind of see what guys are going to step up and who wants to be a part of it and what guys can do, and the team chemistry part of it, of how guys can mix and do some things. So some guys that, you know, did a lot of stuff for us last year, they get a little bit different role, and then you have some guys that maybe didn't get a chance to play as much, and now all of a sudden their role gets a little bit bigger, and it's fun to see who steps up and what guys can do and how they all mix well together. So yeah, there's a lot of good things that we saw, but also a lot of things that we're like, man, we're gonna have to fill this hole, or we're gonna have to get better at this. So it's always fun to get the guys together and see what they can do early on.
As you get ready to head into practice, what's going to be that focus, maybe that first week or two to get ready for the opening game?
I think it's, you know, it's always just the basics, right? Defensively, doing things the right way, trying to get stops so you can get out and run in transition. You know, every year we talk about, can we play faster than what we did? Can we get out and score more points in transition? You know, can we do some of those things? Are we going to be able to score offensively in the half court? How are we going to score? What puts us in the best position to win games offensively and defensively with the new guys coming in? Do we need to switch anything up? So I'm pretty stubborn. I feel like we have a pretty good idea and thought process on how to defend the right way and different things that we run as far as just spacing stuff. That even though the guys change, the concepts kind of stay the same. But obviously, you don't always have the same guys every year. You're going to have some strengths and some guys that can do some different things. So you want to build to those strengths as well. But the basics, the fundamentals of just defense in general and how we do things will still be definitely something that we're talking about the first few days and really stressing the first couple of weeks. And offensively, it'll be the same way. Take good shots, get out and run, make the extra pass. All those little things that make offenses click will be the things that we talk about the first few days.
A lot of passion for Carroll basketball. The numbers this year, you're talking around 50 or so between freshman to senior?
Yeah, we have a lot of kids interested in playing, a lot of kids planning on going out. So Yeah, it's a good problem to have. A lot of kids that are interested in it and want to get better. And obviously, you know, with the more kids that are interested, that pushes kids to have to compete and play well, and everyone's fighting for a spot and trying to be better. So we just had the conversation the other day, and you know, I feel bad. Guys that played varsity football and guys that had good years for football, but there's a lot more spots on the football team. So coming into basketball, you know, there's five guys that can start, and you end up playing seven or eight. And if you can get to 9 or 10, that'd be great. But there's not just a ton of spots out there. So I think guys buy into that. They're motivated. Everyone, I think if they're going to go out for basketball or go out for a sport, they want to try to be the best and play at the highest level. So it's nice when you have guys that are all capable of doing that in good numbers, that you can push each other and challenge each other at practice to get better each day.
Is shooting going to be a strength for you guys this season?
I hope so. I mean, that's every coach's dream, right? Is to have some guys that can make some shots. And I think we do have some shooters. You know, we had some guys that were pretty good shooters last year. I think we have some juniors that are some pretty good shooters, and some seniors that maybe didn't get to play as much last year that are pretty good shooters. So we're hoping that I think we have some guys that can create for people and get to the basket and are pretty athletic. And if we can surround them with some shooters that can sit and knock down some outside shots consistently, obviously you're a lot tougher to guard. And I think last year we had a little trouble with that. We weren't great at knocking down shots, so it's easy to clog up the middle and make it tough to score around the basket and say you're gonna have to beat us from behind the 3-point line. And when you're not knocking down shots from the 3-point line, it makes it a lot tougher to score points. And as you know, you can really preach defense and try to get stops, but you're probably not gonna hold teams to under 40 points. So if you can't score 50, 60 points, you're gonna be in trouble. So I really do think we have some guys that can make some shots, and I do think that will be a strength of ours this year as well.
What's the concerns for you coming in?
I think just every year it's the mix, the chemistry, right? Like, can you give up the individual status and the individual accolades to be good as a team, and not care about how many points you can score, or what's your stats look like, and can we just go out there and play as a team and make that extra pass and do what you got to do to play good team basketball? And I'm not saying that was the case last year at all, but I think that's really important, is to make sure that, you know, we're doing this together. It doesn't matter who's out there. Obviously, like you talked about, you need guys that can make shots consistently. We've had some guys that we've seen them make some shots at the JV level, but the varsity game's way different than the JV level. So can you play with the speed of the game and the pace of the game and still be able to knock down those shots? So adjusting to the tempo of the game and being ready to do those things. And then obviously the guys that played last year, I mean, they're used to that. They're ready for that type of game, but can they be better? Can they be more efficient? You know, we have guys that can score the basketball, but can we take care of the ball more? Can we make better decisions? Turn it over less, you know, all those different things. So, I mean, we have a great senior class. I got eight seniors, you know, Jared Moore, Matt Collison, Trey Tassel played a lot of minutes for us last year. So we're expecting a lot out of them. Jared was first team all conference player for us. So, we're expecting him to have a really good year for us, but we want him to be better than last year too, you know. And you can say, well, how does a first team all conference player get better? And he's had a good summer, and he's put in the time, and he's done a good job. Mac, same way, had a good year for us at the point guard spot and the wing spot last year. But again, we're challenging him to be better. Trey's a good shooter, shot the ball really well for us last year, and we're hoping he can do a little bit more for us. You know, Jake Jorgensen tore his Achilles like second week into practice last year, so he's been out for a full year. He's done a really good job of putting in the time and getting stronger and doing everything that he can by still following the guidelines of slowly making his way back. But we're expecting him to come in and do some things. Louis Thargiath, another JV player from last year that has had a really good summer for us, and I think we'll do a lot of good things, and I think he'll surprise a lot of people. Landon Peterson's a good guard that, you know, played JV for us last year, and it's his time again as a senior to show what he can do as well. Moyer Oberding is a good shooter, made a lot of threes for us at the JV level last year, and so, you know, you talk about can they adjust to the varsity level and be ready to make shots at the varsity level, and we're hoping that he can do that as well. And then Mason Stitz, same way, another guy that made a lot of threes for us last year in JV. So we expect big things out of those guys. I mean, we have 8 seniors, and that's, I don't feel like we've had that many for a while. So we'll expect a lot of, you know, senior leadership out of them. And again, like, can they get these guys all to blend together and play well together, you know? And then we have some juniors that, you know, were borderline guys for us last year that had to come in here and there, but were mostly JV guys like Talon Crandall and Chase Schabel. Chase got hurt halfway through the year, first part of the year last year, so had to sit out a lot, but those two guys are good shooters as well, so it'll be interesting, you know, can they step in and do some things for us, and how will that look? And then, you know, we have some other juniors that were pretty good football players as well, so they're athletes, and they're going to want to get a chance to come in and see what they can do as well. So again, I feel like we have a good group of guys that will be competing, that will make each other better, because everyone's fighting for those top 5 spots or the top 7. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see them compete and get after it. And obviously, I don't think anyone's too impressed or too thrilled of the 10-13 record we had last year. I know I wasn't excited about it. So I think everyone's motivated and ready to have a good year this year.
And Coach, I know you guys are never blessed with a ton of size, but you've had a few tall guys over the years and stuff. But with Luol at 6'5 and Jared at 6'4, is this one of the taller teams maybe you've had?
I would say a little bit. The thing is, they're not true back to the basket
right.
post players.
Yep.
You know, we'll throw them down there sometimes when we have a mismatch and things like that. And I don't think they're thrilled to go down there. But I'm like, hey, you want to score points? I'd find a way to get yourself on the block sometimes. You
yep.
know, and they're great listeners. They'll do whatever they can to help the team win. But I think that's the nice thing about those guys is, you know, they can go down there if they have to. But they can play on the arc. They, you know, you can do some 5-out stuff where it opens up the paint for guys to create and penetrate and kick and do some of those things. But, you know, they're, you know, you talk about what am I concerned about. I mean, obviously, rebounding is always an important thing. And when you don't have someone that's, you know, 225 pounds and just a butt kicker underneath the basket, you need some guys that are going to be able to go in there and rebound and, you know, have to guard some opposing team's bigger post players, you know. And Jared's done that, and I'm not worried about that. Louis's long and lanky, so he can block some shots and alter some shots in there. So I'm not super concerned with that, but I think that also makes us a little more dangerous on the offensive end is, you know, they can play inside out and do some things that way. So, but again, we'll need more than that. So, you know, can some of those guards go in there and rebound and do some things underneath the basket as well and not just stay on the arc, you know? So, I mean, that's what makes it fun, right? I know we talked about we haven't started practice yet, but those are all fun things that coaches think about before of, man, we have the possibility of doing this, so we should be able to do this, right? And you're watching them all summer, you're watching open gyms in the fall, and you're trying to put a plan together, but the same thing I told the guys, like, all that stuff's great. You guys have put in the time, but now again, you have like 10 days of practice to show me that you're ready to go too, you know? So throw all that stuff out the window. Once the first day of practice starts, it's time to compete and continue to try to get better. And whoever's good enough is going to find a way to play. So it'll be fun. Like I said, I think guys are looking forward to it and up to the challenge.
Coach, the Raccoon River Conference is always loaded. Last year, Ballard won it. You guys were kind of there in the middle of the pack. How does the conference break down this year? And then it's your last year in the Raccoon before you guys move to the Hawkeye 10 next season.
I mean, I think it'll be really good again. I wouldn't be surprised if Ballard's ranked preseason number one. I think they're really, really good. They'll have Gibson back and Miller and, a couple other guys that make them pretty good. They got a transfer from Ankeny. So I saw them play over the summer. They'll be really good. ADM's got pretty much everyone back as well. I wouldn't be surprised if they're in the top five preseason as well. So they'll be really good. And, the fun part about the conference race is like every game matters. There's not one game where I'm like, you know what, even if we don't play well, I think we'll be okay here. Like, if you don't play well, you're gonna end up losing. And I mean, that's a pretty obvious statement, but sometimes in the past you could get by with having an off game and just still find a way to win. And we found out last year, if you're not ready to play, no matter who you play, it's gonna be a tough game. So that's what makes it fun. Bondurant lost a few people, but I saw them play this summer. I'm like, man, they're gonna be pretty good as well. So I think it's going to be a fun race. There's a lot of really good teams, and yeah, I mean, it's one more year and of the Raccoon River, and then we're heading to the Hawkeye 10. But our non-conference schedule is not an easy one either. Sometimes you're like, all right, if we can just get to a non-conference game, we can take a little break and to make sure that we're ready to go for those conference games. And we have Storm Lake. Storm Lake's going to be top five preseason, I would think. They're really good. Kemper is going to be, I would assume, top five. I just saw some rankings where they're number one in the rankings preseason. So, Dennis and Harlan, we added Atlantic as a 22nd game. So we get a chance to play some of those Hawkeye 10 schools, which is nice as well. But yeah, there's not a lot of easy games on the schedule, and that's what makes it fun, right? Every game you got to be ready. And I'd much rather have it that way than knowing that, man, all we have to do is show up and I think we can win. Like, there's none of those games. So being prepared, and you talk about concerns, like, it's not just about showing up and playing. Like, there's preparation, there's time commitment, there's watching film, there's being in the weight room, eating right, going to bed at a decent time. I mean, if you really want to be a top team in the state and compete at the top of our conference and play against some of the top teams in the state non-conference, like, there's a commitment to that. And I'm hoping our guys will see that and will buy into that and are willing to do whatever it takes to do that, because when you do, it's a lot of fun. And playing in those big games is a lot of fun. Playing against Kemper is a lot of fun. Going to Storm Lake and playing against them, we got to see them twice last year. We got them the first time. Playing in those games are fun. Going to Ballard, we were up by 15 going the fourth quarter and lost that game. But those games are fun to be a part of, because that's what makes you better, and that's why you play high school sports, is to try to beat the best and play in those fun games. So we're looking forward to them. It should be fun.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate all the time. I love watching your groups play because you play so hard, and I like teams that are ready to get in there and battle defensively. So looking forward to the start of the season. Appreciate you joining us here today, and I know we'll look forward to catching up with you every Saturday morning for the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show once the season gets underway.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the coverage all year. Thanks for all you do.
Head coach again, Randy Beeson with the Carroll Tigers, back with more of our boys' basketball preview show. Mason will sit down with Sean Minahan coming up next year on KCIM.